A number of years ago, the Iditarod Trail Committee decided that one of the best ways to promote the Iditarod was going to be through children. Children have the fascination with dogs in the outdoors, and children would grow up to be the future mushers, fans, and supporters of the Iditarod. So they launched the Teacher on the Trail program with the hopes of getting information about the Iditarod into the classroom and having teachers use it as a learning experience. By sending a teacher out on the trail and the race, the teacher is able to make up lesson plans and share their experiences with classrooms all over the country. This year, an approximated 5,000 classes will be following the Iditarod, many of them using the internet to track results. This year's teacher on the trail is Lynn Gordon from Wilmington, Massachusetts. She has been using the Iditarod to teach all portions of the curriculum for the past 6 years. She states this theme is an excellent interdisciplinary approach to teaching and unites children's love of adventure, animals, wilderness, and their curiosity about different lifestyles and cultures. Their continued enthusiasm has fueled her Iditarod curriculum, which has now been growing and spreading throughout the Wilburn Street School she teaches at. She has now begun her year as the Teacher on the Trail 2005, and we're proud to welcome Lynn to KICY. She will be phoning in updates from the trail a few times to us here, and we'll be speaking with her once again when things wrap back up here in Nome. I had the chance to catch up with Lynn in Anchorage at the start. We talked about the program and what she is excited about.
I'm here with Lynn Gordon, the Teacher on the Trail this year. How many people apply for the Teacher on the Trail program?
Actually, not that many, because we have a large summer conference that about 40 people attend, a larger winter conference that about 50 people attend, and they kind of warn you about the strenuousness of Teacher on the Trail. So by the end of those two conferences, only very seriously, you know, sincere people try out.
So what attracted you to the Iditarod and wanting to take part in this, in the role that you have been playing this year?
Well, primarily because the children respond so nicely to the Iditarod. They love the adventure, the remoteness, the diversity of the population, the animals, of course, the dogs. They love dogs. And so introducing the Iditarod as a teaching vehicle, I find that they love practicing their skills. They love writing about it and learning about math and just learning many of the things that they have to learn without really realizing its work. So it's attractive, it's engaging, it keeps the children focused, and they do a lot of work around it. So that's what works best for me. I've been using it for 9 years since I've been teaching, and every year the project just gets bigger and bigger. Now it's really big, as you can imagine, this year.
Yeah. So how your role as a teacher teaching the curriculum that you've gotten from the program, how is that now to kind of look back and see how that's all developed, and what's it been like to develop some of the materials that you've been sending out to classrooms all over the country?
Right, that's really been interesting, and part of my job is to send in a lot of lesson plans. I have about 30 or 40 new lesson plans on the internet this year, and that joins a group of other teachers on the trail who've been building this curriculum over the years. Looking back, you know, some things work better than others, and we sort of refine it constantly. So, for example, if I saw a science lesson in another curriculum that I thought could be changed a little bit, I would do that. If I saw something that hadn't gotten taken care of yet. Like in second grade in Massachusetts, we have to teach life cycles. It's one of our curriculum materials, and there really was nothing around the Iditarod in that, so I kind of developed one of those lessons. So part of it is looking back and seeing what needs to be done, and part of it is what you know already works in the classroom.
Great.
Well, we thank Lynn very much for coming on with us. That was on Saturday at the ceremonial start in Anchorage. Lynn is on the trail right now, and as I mentioned earlier, she will be phoning in updates here to KICY, and we will be sure to pass those along to you. For more information about Teacher on the Trail or to read Lynn's journal entries, go to iditarod.com and click on Teacher on the Trail. With KICY News, I'm Josh Rogers.